Blethering is a word which comes from an old Norse source, it meaning nonsense. So to blether is to speak nonsense. And the reason I mention this is that I've just done some research to find out exactly what the word means, because I've just finished listening for, I think, the third time to an audio boo by McColgan called The Sacrifice, in which he describes the process he went through before he decided to purchase a pro account on Audioboo. Now, the other person who referred to this decision is Pilgrim Chris, who's also on Audioboo. So I'm really influenced by both of them in saying this this audio. And I'm addressing them both, but I've made a decision rather than send them a personal and private Audioboo, which is a wonderful option which you have on this system, that I would make it more generally available because of what I'm just about to say. Now, I concentrate mainly on what McColgan has said, because in the course of a substantial piece of elaborate thinking vocalized, shared in audio form, he uses the word blether several times, and he talks as disparagingly, in my mind, self-disparagingly, about his own style or his own content. And somewhere deep buried within him seems to me to be a thought or a suspicion or a fear, and I'm using each of these words deliberately, that perhaps his content isn't as good as somebody else's content. And perhaps he's blethering, while somebody else who is talking slowly and at great length is actually much more interesting than himself. Now, people do this. People self-disparage. And I'm not going to pretend that I know exactly why they do it, the deep psychology of it. But it bothers me, because I kind of wish we all lived in a world in which people valued themselves thoroughly and wholly, and weren't distracted by the thought that they might be talking rubbish, and just got on with talking. Because the rest of us are entirely free to turn them off and say goodbye and leave the room and put down the telephone, or we have all those powers, if you like. And if we decide to stay listening, we're taking responsibility for listening. So it isn't, McColgan, it isn't really your job, I submit, in my humble opinion. It's not really your job to determine whether I think you blether or not. I'll make up my own mind whether you blether. And I'll make up my own mind whether I'm going to continue listening to you. But what I really would love you to do is to not let it cross your mind again that you should be thinking about how interesting you are to other people. Other people are not in your control. Just to be interesting to yourself. Be true to yourself. And look, this is terrible. I speak like as if I had some, I was a sage in some respect. But no, I want a world in which people will speak assertively. Now, I was recently, the reason I suppose that I'm prickly about this is that somebody who's really dear to me recently met somebody. She met a very powerful woman, and came back and said to me, you know, this woman said to me that she'd given up saying sorry. She'd got totally rid of the word sorry out of her vocal armory, and that she was completely fed up with Irish people apologising for themselves and for what they'd done. Well, actually, to be exact, Irish people saying sorry. So if you ring somebody and they're in a meeting, you say, oh, sorry for interrupting you. And whereas at the same time, that person had complete power not to pick the telephone up. So why on earth are you apologising? Or why on earth are you saying sorry? Now, there is a distinction to be drawn, and I want to draw it between saying you're sorry and apologizing. That kind of sorry reflex where you, you know, almost without thought, almost as if you were programmed from childhood to say sorry for simply existing or for interrupting or for being a speck on the horizon of somebody else, saying sorry. Now, of course, everybody needs to have the ability to and honesty and humanity to give a full-blown apology for something that they've done of which they are not at all proud. And this person I'm talking about wouldn't for one minute be getting rid of apologies. We wouldn't get anywhere in society if we weren't capable of apologising for significant things that we'd done that we regretted or that had hurt other people. But to come back to McColgan and blethering, you know, as he said himself, one person's nonsense may be enjoyable. Pilgrim Chris, I offer you this by way of thought, that when somebody, like I'm doing right now, isn't quite sure what to say and isn't quite sure how to sustain the line, and pauses for a minute. I mean, you know, am I to wipe out the whole of the audio and re-rehearse it? Well, look, everyone to their own, as you said yourself, everyone to their own style. And the lovely thing about this is that these two guys have kind of raised a connected issue. A connected issue which connected up with one that's alive in my daily face-to-face life. So the where audio meets face-to-face is really interesting. So that's it, folks. This has not been blethering. This has been my best shot at sustained thinking about the topic of blethering and the topic of being upfront and in love with yourself or in love with your own right to exist. So much so that you're going to be proud of yourself. I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.